Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today is one of our business podcasts.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. I know. I'd love to know, like, if everyone can, before we dive into the topic, if you are loving these new additions to our podcast, if you want to leave us a review or a comment below this, we would love to hear from you, or email us info@fitchicks.ca. I know you'll probably say this at the end, but I want to say it now. Email us info@fitchicks.ca if you want to share any insight, topics, or whatever, because this is sort of a new venture that we're doing, but we're really loving it and we're hoping that you are too.
Yeah. So, because that's one of the things, I mean, when we first started this podcast, of course, we're talking a lot about fitness, nutrition, wellness, mindset, all this stuff for women. But one of the things that we also really focus on too, of course, is, you know, we have Fit Chicks Academy, which is all about certifying fitness and nutrition professionals. And this is something that, you know, we get a lot of emails about and letters about, is how to grow your business in the fitness and nutrition area. So, for anyone
sorry to interrupt you, but I think that's actually the one thing that makes us really different than any of the other certifications, is that we actually set you up for success, because we do talk about the business stuff and we support you with the business stuff. So.
Well, and I think now it's such an amazing time for anyone who wants to get into this field because of this incredible thing called the internet. You know, there's not really many barriers now for you to be able to build your own business without putting up a ton of money, without having to invest a ton of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whereas before, even when we first started with Fit Chicks, like literally at that point, like online business was only, barely anyone was even doing it. And it was only for, you know, people with huge, huge budgets, like, you know, the big gyms or the big stores and stuff like that. You know, and for us, it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and money to launch our business. So whereas now what's really cool is that we're seeing our grads coming out and they're launching their businesses within, like, you know, 2 days from graduating, because that's how quickly you can do it with the access we have online. Mm-hmm. Which is super cool.
Totally. So, totally not the topic for today, though. I'm sorry, I made us digress a little bit.
But it does apply, though, because the thing is that a lot of people want to work in the fitness and health industry, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't really know what transformation they want to bring. And that's something that I think is like a very big thing to talk about. That's what we're going to be talking about today, is about how to kind of think in the mindset of what is the transformation or the solutions that your services are going to provide. Mm-hmm. And you know, because a lot of times what ends up happening is you think, okay, I want to work in fitness. I want to work, let's say, with women, and I want to do personal training. Yeah. So I'm going to launch a personal training website, and I'm going to post my personal training packages, and people are going to come sign up for them.
I'm going to tell them, like, all about me.
Yeah.
What it is that I do, what my certifications are.
Yeah.
What I like, you know, I like to do HIIT training and I like to do this, and I'm going to make it all about me and this is the type of program I'm going to give you. And then that's it. I'm going to make you work out. We're going to lift weights together. We're going to do this or that or whatever. And I'm going to make it really personalized. But that's how they're selling. And that's the problem.
Well, yeah.
That's what we're talking about today, right? Is the problem.
Exactly.
We're talking problem about and finding a solution.
We're talking about figuring out what the transformation is that you are selling. So becoming, you are a problem solver. So this is something that we talk a lot with our students about, is that you are not teaching people fitness. That's the actual action that you're doing. But what you're really doing is you're offering them a solution to a problem that they're having. So it might be they want to lose weight. That is their problem. And you are providing them a solution through your nutrition programs and your workouts and your support. Or for example, they're wanting to, you know, build some muscle. Well, you're going to provide that solution to them through doing, you know what I mean, whatever it is that you do. Let's say you provide them with a strength training program and you, you know, send them weekly meal plans and whatever it is. So but we get this mindset that we're thinking, okay, I just like, this is what I do, but we don't think really about what's going on with the client. So even that, what I just said is like the first step to stepping into how you should be thinking. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I 100% agree with you in the sense that the first thing you need to do is switch your mindset from thinking about I'm selling weight loss to like, what is the solution? Like, that's the problem that someone's having. You need to be thinking, I sell programs to help people transform their lives. And then you need to take it another further step, which is, I think, what's going to be next, right? Is that what we're talking about next?
Yeah. And so
exactly. I don't want to jump ahead. I feel like I get excited about this topic. You know that. And so I don't want to, I don't want to be throwing this conversation off like I started in the very beginning.
No, but it's kind of like, this is, it's just what you just said though. It's like, you kind of have to think about it though in a step-by-step process. So let's say when we first started FitChix, right? We knew that we wanted to offer group fitness programs for women. And we knew that we wanted to be for all different levels. And that's kind of how, because we didn't think this way when we first launched our business. We learned this method as we went along. But when we first started, we thought, okay, we want to teach group fitness programs for women that are for all levels. And we want to make sure that they're challenging and they're inclusive. So it was really important the way we built our workouts that everyone would feel comfortable, everyone could participate, blah, blah, blah. But while we were doing that, we were thinking about what we wanted to do, right? We're like, we want to build this. We want to run these programs. We want X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Then we created the flyer about it. So let's say we're starting now to market it. Okay, someone is like, great, it's challenging, inclusive to all levels. What the heck does that have to do with me? You know what I mean? So then we kind of got to the place where we progressed to what I, like the example I just given about, okay, now what we're actually selling is, step one of this is we're selling people to go through a transformation. And ours is mostly to do with losing weight. That's why most women usually start a fitness program. Mm-hmm.
So it's usually the catalyst.
It's the catalyst.
Yeah.
So then what we did was for step two, so we started to kind of pull it away from us. And then step two, we said, okay, in two nights a week, these are some of the results you might be able to experience by actually taking part in these challenging all-inclusive workouts. Mm-hmm. But even then, it wasn't going deep enough, because I think the thing that both of you and I realize, and what we're going to teach you guys today how to do, is that you we're not selling fitness. We're selling what fitness can actually do.
Yeah.
So it's not about the benefits. It's not about the features. It's about the actual transformation. And that's where you need to get into this mindset of not just like, okay, this is what I do, where we had step one, we knew this is what we do. And we knew secondly, this is, you know, some of the results you're going to get and the benefits of this program. But now we have to get into the mindset of the customer. And it's like, okay, why would they want to go through this? What's going to make them actually want to make this change?
Especially, and let me just jump in, that like, especially when it comes to the health and fitness industry.
Yes.
I think that the why has to be really big for someone to be making big changes, because there's some people like yourself and me and people that it's become a part of their lifestyle where, you know, working out is actually something we look forward to. And it's a part of our day that's like really just like a mandatory part of our day. But there are a lot of people, especially if they're at a place where weight loss is necessary, or like they feel as though like, you know, they really need to make this shift, it probably won't be an easy process. And something going, making a decision to spend money on something that's going to hurt and be hard and you're not going to like it at first, because most people don't enjoy it in the beginning because it is hard and it hurts. And so it's really hard for them to make that choice. So you have to help them make that choice, because you are trying to make impact. You're also trying to build a business, right? Like there's the two sides of it for you, because you're trying to make impact and help transform this person's life. And you're also trying to build your business. So you have to think about it from their perspective. And I learned this back in school. I still remember this. It was one of my favorite teachers that I had, one of my favorite professors. And he said, always think of it as you're listening to station WIFM radio. And I was like, what is that? And it stuck with me though. It totally made sense. So it's like, what's in it for me? And he's like, that's all people are tuned into when they're looking at your stuff, when they're thinking about your stuff. It's what's in it for me? What is it that I'm going to get out of it? What is my transformation? What is it that, how is this serving me? right? So it's not you. You're thinking of it from your consumer standpoint. What's in it for them? That's what they're going to be looking at it. They don't care. Like most people, you know, not everybody, but majority of people are not going to necessarily care that like you have these X, Y, and Z certifications and that you, you know, your favorite color is this and whatever. Like they'll like to get to know you, but they want to know, if I'm going to give you my money and if I'm going to give you my sweat, blood, and tears, because that might all happen, what's in it for me?
Well, and the other thing I want to say to take it a bit further, and this is one thing I think you and I both learned through actually building a business, mm-hmm. was that is like what I just explained. Like that's step number one. But step number two is then we thought, okay, well, if we just tell them all the benefits, like if we tell them you can lose 10 pounds in a month, or, you know, you can drop like 16 inches, things like that, it's still not emotional enough. It's still not a personal transformation. That's still quantifiable numbers that people can't relate to. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's like when you're actually thinking about your customer, and I liked how you said it, like what's in it for me, but it's like literally getting into your customer's shoes. So like if you're, for example, selling weight loss products, like you can sell them the idea of losing 10 pounds. You can sell them the idea of their group programs like ours that are for all levels. So if someone's just starting out, they're, you know, they can jump into it. But what's the actual feeling that they're going to get after losing weight? So maybe it's like, suddenly you're like, I have like your marketing and in all your messaging, it should be about like, I like selling about confidence, selling about feeling like strong and fierce or having more energy. Or, you know, going after that romantic relationship that you've been putting off because you've been too self-conscious. Like those mm-hmm. are the kind of mentality of actually stepping into your customer's shoes of what would they feel like if they actually got the transformation that your program is promising them.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's a great way of putting it. And I know when we were on the Shopping Channel here in Canada, I remember when we did our training with them, and it was one of the most important things and one of the best trainings I've ever done. Because to sell on the Shopping Channel, it's hard, right? Because you're literally, you're on the spot and you're speaking for anywhere from, our segments are like usually 20 to 45 minutes a piece. And you're talking about the same product and you just have to keep looping over and over and over again. You have to keep talking about the same thing over and over again, but you have to make it interesting because there might be someone who's been watching for the entire segment, or there might be someone who's been watching because you have multiple segments throughout the day. But you have to do it in a way that is, they're experts at this, right? And it's the whole idea of how can you sell the emotional side of it? And one of the things that they talked about when you're trying to figure out how can you connect into your customer's shoes, it's like diving deeper. So if someone's like, I want to lose weight because I want to feel better in my skin, then the question is like, okay, but why? Like, what is it? What is it that's, you know, making, that is the catalyst? What's driving you to make this decision? And they're like, oh, well, I have my upcoming reunion happening at school and I want to feel good. I want to show up and feel great. That's amazing. I really want to support you in that. What is like, you know, what was it like for you when you're in school? And then they might be like, well, I was bullied all the time. So now I really want to come in and I really just want to show other people. So really it's not necessarily about the weight loss. It's really about self-confidence. That's what it boils down to, is it's like, it's really coming out of like, this person needs that confidence and that boost. So the weight loss for her is connected to, or for this person is connected to, the idea of needing self-confidence to be able to walk into there and to really own who they are today and to feel confident showing up in front of their peers. Right. So it's like diving deep and like really digging into that sort of space. Or if you're thinking about a mom and it's like, well, mom's like, oh, I just want to have more energy. Why? I want to have more energy because I want to be able to play with my kids. Great. That's amazing. That's a really good reason. You know, where do you find that you struggle? And they're like, oh, well, when they want to play soccer, I can't, I have to sit on the sidelines instead. Okay, great. So I know that I need to help you with X, Y, and Z type of training because I need to help you have more endurance and strength and everything else. So it's going to help you understand their why so much better. And it's also going to help you target them so much better to specifically, you can like niche market from there. Sorry, I'm totally going on a rant here. And it can also, but what it can also do for you is that when you understand their why better, you can help them so much more, because now you can actually, if you are doing personal training, you can personalize their program specifically to what they actually need, not just the surface value stuff. The surface value stuff will come if they're following your program regardless, right? It's just, you can then just sort of like dive deeper to help them connect to the why, the real why.
Well, and I think what it really boils down to too is that it's about making all of your marketing, your programs, and your offerings really coming from an emotional, personal standpoint. Because people buy based on emotion. People do not take any action based on because you have a really cool program that you think looks super flashy and fun and great, and you've got all these, you know, quirky words and all these things. Like, we have launched programs that we thought were so incredible, and it was like crickets. Like, no one signed up for them.
And then we launched our business with, like, it wasn't like ghetto, but it was like, it wasn't the best website, our first website when it first came out. It was like,
no,
it was like decent, but it wasn't great. And like, but we launched and we did well, like very well. And like, it was all manual. There was nothing automated. It was like, oh my gosh, it was like the typewriter version of like a website.
But this is the thing though, it's like the thing about our website and the thing about our brand that really spoke true. And one of the reasons why I think that we've been so successful in a lot of different areas in the fitness industry is because we've always really tied in that personal component. And we've always really tied in, you know, even though we weren't always great at it, it was something that we're both very like emotionally in tune people. And we know like the mindset portion and all of that. So for us, we've always had a huge element of that in our business. And I just think that like, that's one of the reasons why though we've been able to connect with so many people is because we actually like see it from that personal standpoint. And we talk about the emotional side of fitness, not just like, okay, this is what we offer. Mm-hmm. We're getting better at it over time. But again, like I said, there's some programs we launched that we thought were incredible, but we weren't connecting. We weren't solving someone's problem. We weren't trying to get into their shoes. So we were just created a really cool program. Yeah. And that's where there was nothing else to that. So it's like, I just want to give some other examples. So like when you're thinking about, because right now you might be listening, you're like, okay, I'm a personal trainer or I'm a group fitness instructor. And like, I don't even know what this means. Like, what do you mean by this? So it's just sitting down. And if you have customers already, ask them what do they need help with? And what does that feel like for them? Like what you said, ask them their why, ask them and start to just take inventory. Cause you're going to probably start to see a pattern first of all. Cause you're going to attract like-minded people. And if you're not seeing a pattern, then you might need to drill it down to really kind of, you know, figure out who you want to work with and get more specific on that. So mm-hmm. you can really focus on that, but ask them what they want. And a couple of different like options, like, so we talked about weight loss programs. Don't sell the weight loss program. Sell the feeling of being energetic and being light, like full of life and happy. Or don't sell postnatal programs. Don't say like, oh, did you have a baby? Great. I can help you with your new post-baby body. Because that's unemotional, right? Mm-hmm. Sell being not having to pee your pants every time you sneeze or jump or work out. Like that's something that if you're somebody who's experiencing that, you're like, oh my God, that's me. I need this program. I pee my pants every time I do a jumping jack. And, yeah. You know, then you're going to work on, you know, pelvic floor health.
Or postnatal. One of mine that I would probably do if I was going to run a postnatal program would be like selling a program that is like not about the snapback. It's more about the tortoise walk through it. Because I think that there's so many programs out there that are all about like, get your pretty baby body back in 60 days or 30 days or whatever. And it's really overwhelming when you have a newborn and you're like, oh my gosh, like how am I going to do all this? Instead, like literally understand where these people are coming from and sell them on the idea of like, I'm going to help you, but it's going to be a process and we're going to walk through it step by step. And it's just like the tortoise's way back to your genes or something like that. I'd buy it.
Exactly.
A steady approach as opposed to the snapback, like feeling like you don't have enough on your plate.
But yeah, like, and one of the things too, like that we sell at FitChicks is we have a done for you complete bootcamp bundle. So we created an entire, like, it's an actual boot camp with 97 workouts and all the emails and all the handouts and the workout maps and things you use with clients. And literally somebody who's a new fitness instructor can purchase this package and launch their business with it or implement it into their business. But
as a plug, if anyone is interested, Laura, let's put this in the comments below. So someone, if they want to buy it, cause it's not even on our website.
Oh yeah. Well, it's a secret thing we offer.
Yeah.
but yeah, we'll put a link on the blog, but basically when we created it though, we don't sell it. And I'm just saying this to give you guys two ideas of how to position your stuff. We don't just say, okay, we've got this really cool done for you program. What we think about when we're actually talking about our marketing is we talk about selling, being able to save time, having to write your workouts because they're all done for you. So what does that mean for you? That means that you're now going to have the freedom to be able to teach more classes. You're going to be able to teach them quicker because they're already written for you. So that means you're going to make more money. You're going to help more people. So it's not like we're not selling the actual really cool tools that are in the actual bundle. We're selling the transformation. We're selling what's on the other side of it if you implement this, which is time save, freedom save, tons of, you're going to make more money, you're going to get more clients, and you're going to help more people. Mm-hmm. So it's just that shift. And I think for a lot of people who are just starting out in business, it's really hard to switch your mind out of thinking instead of just, this is who I am, this is what I offer, I'm so great, hire me, to really putting it client focused and thinking, okay, this is my people, this is who I want to serve. And this is like what I want you to feel like after you do my programs. This is the transformation you're going to see by working with me, because that's what's going to make them buy. Not because they see, oh wow, she went to the University of South Dakota. You know what I mean? Like they don't care. They're like, what is in it for me? How am I going to feel after I do this program?
Tune in to station WIFM radio.
Exactly.
So nerdy, but it sticks with me. See, like all those years ago and it's still in my brain. I could see him saying it.
So for anyone who's listening, you're thinking, okay, like I said, how do I start doing this? I'm going to give you three simple steps. So number one, write down what problem does your niche experience. So when Amanda's talking about your niche, those are the people who you want to work with. So let's say you work with women who are 40 years old or over 40, postnatal, and deal with pelvic floor health issues. So what's their problem? Amanda, what would be that problem?
Oh, it would probably be peeing your pants when you sneeze, when you jump, when you laugh.
Yeah, exactly. So somebody who is, so right
or
away.
Or diastasis recti, because those go hand in hand.
Yeah. So, well, let's say with the pee your pants, because it's more fun. Not more fun, but
it just pee your pants is hilarious and so fun.
Well, I don't have kids and I pee my pants, so I do jumping jacks. So no shame in my game either. No shame.
You gotta go see a pelvic floor physiotherapist, girl.
I know.
Even though you don't have a baby.
I know. Which I actually have visiting someone. I'm going to visit somebody who is. We've done a podcast with in the past. Sorry, I'm digressing.
Yeah. Okay. So that would probably like, okay, if we're sticking with pelvic floor, that would definitely be your niche. And then the problem that they would be having more than likely if it's pelvic floor in that area would be probably
peeing your pants. Pants.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say right now, so whatever you're doing, whatever, who you work with, I want you to stop this podcast. Don't listen to anything else and write down exactly what is your sub niche and what problem do they deal with? So our example are 40 year olds, postnatal, pee their pants.
Yeah.
Okay. So second thing I want you to write down, what does that feel like to them? So
for our niche, it would probably be frustrating, embarrassing, almost like they'd be ashamed of it because they don't know how to control it. Those would probably be the feelings that would come up.
They probably feel like they don't want to work out because they're risking having to jump.
Well, yeah, I think that would be like the frustration part for sure. Like would be,
but that's where we want to dive that deep into though. Don't just say they're frustrated. Be like, why are they frustrated? Well, they're frustrated because, you know, every time they jump, they pee. So they don't want to work out. So they're avoiding working out
or they do what I used to do, which is like dehydrate myself before I work out so that I don't feel like I have to pee.
Like, or they're wearing or you're wearing a pad and you're like, okay, I haven't worn a pad since I was like 12
years old. It's like bulky and uncomfortable. Well, after you have a baby, you have to wear a pad anyways. It's like super uncomfortable.
But like the whole thing of just getting really deep into what that feeling, like what would they be wearing? What, you know what I mean? Like, what does that...
I think mostly for our niche, it would be embarrassed/frustrated because they've lost like their capabilities almost, you know. It's like when you get sick, and I know this is a little bit digression, but like when I get like a cold or something, the first thing I feel is like anger and frustration. Cause I'm like, dang, this is going to like slow me down on my day-to-day stuff if it goes full blown. Right. So it's like, it's going to like impede my workouts. It's going to impede like the way I sleep at night, cause I can't breathe, like all those things. So I think it'd be similar to that. Like, it's just like this frustration of like, oh man, this is totally forcing me to not be able to actually do the things that I want to be able to do.
But the way you just said that is perfect. Like the way you just described the cold, that's how we want you guys to describe, not just being like, I feel frustrated, but down to the point, like now I'm not gonna be able to work out. Now I'm not gonna be able to, I'm gonna have to take the day off work, which is gonna make me not make money. I'm not gonna be able to play with my daughter because I can't touch her because I'm sick. You know what I mean? Like, because those are the things that once you start to write this stuff down too, you're gonna be able to talk to your clients in that language, and that's gonna hit them emotionally because they're gonna be like, whoa, she knows me. Like when in your marketing, when you say, you know, if doing these programs, I'm going to help you no longer pee your pants when you do jumping jacks. If you're somebody who struggles with that, you're going to be like, that is the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Learn to work out without peeing your pants. Sign me up.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure that you don't have to wear that pad anymore. You're like, yes, that's me. You know, so dive deep into that. Mm-hmm. And then the last part is number three is how can I solve that? So how can you as a fitness professional solve that problem? And this goes back then, this also helps you write your programs, but that's for another podcast. But what is the solution that you are going to provide to their feeling? Not to their actual problem, mm-hmm. but to that feeling, because then you're going to be able to speak in a language that is going to be from an emotional level.
For sure.
So Amanda, how can you solve that? Give us the example for our pee in the pants.
So I guess the whole idea is that you're frustrated because you can't work out and stuff. So then I'm going to solve that by basically saying to you, like, I am going to help you understand how your body is working. I'm going to help you understand the solutions physically, but then I'm also going to be empathetic towards it. So I'm going to, like, everything I talk about is going to be like, I understand that. I totally feel you. I understand what you're going through. I've been there too. And like making them feel like they're not alone in this process.
And also things like, you know, yeah, exactly. Because everyone wants to feel, that is the most powerful statement you can say to another human being, is you are not alone. And because especially when we're going through something that we struggle with, we feel very alone. And that's why, you know, we've seen such a rise in all these Facebook groups and support groups and things like that, because we're all looking for this connection. We're all looking to feel like I'm not the only person who struggles with this. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you say, you know what, you are not alone, that is so powerful. And also when you take away any type of shame or embarrassment, like, you know what? Yes, you pee your pants when you do jumping jacks. This is a shame-free place. We all, you know, we've been there, or people have been there, or, you know, whatever it is, you sharing your story or other people sharing their stories, but also saying, but that's where you are right now, but this is where we're going to go. We're going to get to the place where that no longer happens. Mm-hmm. So bravo for owning it. And now let's move forward towards that solution. So writing down these three things, which we'll just recap right now. So number one was, what is your problem? Does your sub niche experience? So what is the problem that they... what's your sub niche and what's the problem they're dealing with? So for us, our example was our sub niche was 40-year-old women who are postnatal, who are looking for fitness programs, but they pee their pants when they do jumping jacks. They deal with pelvic floor health issues. That was pelvic floor health. Secondly, what does that feel like to them? Well, it feels like they pee their pants when they do jumping jacks. It feels like frustration. It feels like embarrassment. It feels like they have to, you know, they're avoiding working out because it's something they just don't want to
do. Yeah, it feels like they can't get the results they're looking for because of this physical, like, issue. So it's causing frustration because they want to get to a certain place and they can't. So they're just feeling overwhelmed with frustration.
And then how can I solve that? Well, I can solve that by providing a supportive, shame-free environment, by providing that you with a 6-week program that's step-by-step and easy to follow, that's going to make sure you're not overwhelmed or feeling like, you know, you ever have to experience that feeling again, and writing it down from that standpoint. So those are the three things that if you are stuck with this, or you're like, I don't know, I just know that I offer personal training programs for women. If you answer these three questions and start to drill it down, you are going to be able to start becoming a problem solver, a transformation specialist, as opposed to just being, okay, I have a fitness business. This is who I am. This is what I offer. And now you come to me. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee it will change the amount of clients you have very quickly.
Definitely. For sure. Okay. 'Cause you're now actually going to be speaking directly to your clients as opposed to just speaking to everybody. 'Cause when you speak to everybody, you speak to nobody. So you got to be able to break it down and talk to the right people that really, that you can help and that you know you can help.
And also be able to connect on a human emotional level. And as women, I think,
yes,
we are actually really lucky because we have this more of a natural ability to do that than most men do. The problem with women, though, is we stand in our own way and we let our own self-confidence hold us back from going after a lot of things. So whenever I'm talking to men, I'm always like, you know, for men, they don't usually lack the confidence, but they lack the emotional connection. Women, we have the emotional connection, but we lack the confidence to feel like we're good enough to share it. So it's like, don't stand in your own way. Just start to do the exercises like this and you'll start to figure out who you want to work with, and it'll become a lot more natural to talk to them in an emotional level, feeling like the expert going after it.
Being a problem solver.
Being a problem solver.
I like it.
So for all our fitness biz people, it's time to get emotional. And for anyone who's just starting in the industry, or if you're just in the midst of getting certified, this is something that I definitely recommend doing right from the beginning as you're developing your programs. As soon as you even think that you want to start working with clients, start doing exercises like this, because it's going to change the game for you really quickly. Mm-hmm. Okay, chicks. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. So of course, you can get more information on all of our programs at fitchicksacademy.com. We have our fitness and nutrition expert certification. We also have our holistic nutrition and weight loss expert program, as well as we are launching a business program within Fitchicks Academy. So so make sure to check out the website for more information.
Stay tuned. Yes.
You can also jump on our mailing list for more information for when it comes out. And as always, please leave us a review if you're enjoying these podcasts, or email us some feedback. We love to tackle topics that you guys want to hear about. So the more feedback we get, the more we know we can deliver to you guys what you need help with or what you want to hear about. So please email us info@fitchicks.ca or leave a review, and we'll make sure we keep delivering you the good stuff. Okay, chicks, have an amazing day.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.